Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. You know, in these podcasts, one of the things that's exciting is we try to take just one short piece of scripture and give you a commentary that allows the scripture to kind of seep down into your soul so that it might actively change the nature of your faith and your daily walk. So today I want to go to Matthew chapter 6 and talk about rust. I remember I had a 1966 Ford pickup truck, and I'd bought this truck for like $800. I was a senior in high school, and I just wanted a truck. Well, I bought this truck, and I mean, really, it was so eaten up with rust, but I bought it because the engine was good. The problem is I had to go to a body shop with a buddy of mine, and we put more Bondo on this thing, and we spent so much time sanding on it because it was falling apart. It was just rusting to nothing. But you know, somewhere around 1966 on a showroom floor, that was a brand new truck. And some dude bought that truck and thought, man, I have got the right thing. And over the course of time, just sitting in the elements, it rusted and rusted and rusted. And here it is, 2019, and I bet that truck has been scrapped and gone and done. But I'd give anything to have it. The problem was it was just rusting away to nothing. Listen to what Matthew writes in chapter 6 in verse 19. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them. All right, now think of those three words. Rust destroys them. And where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy. Notice those three words. Rust cannot destroy. And thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. So Matthew has this unique way of taking what Jesus has said and putting it pen to paper and reminding us here in this modern age, don't store up things that you think you can count on that come from this earth and this life, because if they're clothing, moths will eat them. If they're things, rust will destroy them. And if they're treasures that you count on, thieves will steal them. But I want to focus on rust. Rust destroys them. And then on the other hand, it says rust cannot destroy. Do you see the dichotomy in these three verses? And in verse 19, he says rust destroys those things. Things that you treasure here on earth, rust destroys them. And then over in verse 20, there's a way in which rust cannot destroy and thieves cannot steal. Because where your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Jesus is saying anything that stands between him and you, rust can destroy on this earth, or moth can eat and destroy on this earth, or thieves can take from you and you do not have on this earth. And Jesus says, though, count those things that are counted in heaven as that which you treasure, because when your heart desires heaven, when your heart desires a heavenly trust, a heavenly treasure, then you have the desire of your heart, and your desire of your heart is connected to the desire God has for your heart. So that would really ask us this. If you don't want things of this life to rust, let that which your heart desires be God and God alone. Let him be your treasure. By the way, there's only one thing you're going to take to heaven with you, and that is whoever you have shared Christ with, and they have chosen him because of your faithfulness and your encouragement to follow Jesus. So today, take an inventory of what your treasures are and where your heart is. Is rust eating it away? Are thieves about to steal it? Are moths slowly taking away that fiber? And I would say to you, friend, the one thing that I know rust cannot destroy is the presence, the power, and the peace found in Jesus Christ alone. Lord, today, let every listener be able to store up treasure in heaven so that the desire of their heart might be your desire. And would you guard them and keep them? And would you strengthen them to make sure that their investments are heavenly, righteous, and godly? Lord, we thank you for the time together in this weekday podcast, and thank you for the privilege of chatting with so many people. Bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we'll see you back again for another weekday podcast tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.